It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday the 19th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today, a contest kicks off that would have any student psyched to participate. NASA's Kennedy Space Center wants college kids to build and design robots that could work on Mars. For engineers looking to make a mark, it's an opportunity, maybe even a reason to discover a new career path. For NASA, it's a chance to get ideas on the cheap, as Conrad Wilson reports.
Ross Meade started competing in NASA robotics competitions when he was in high school.
Honestly, I really didn't have much drive to even go to college.
Today, he's a PhD student studying robotics at the University of Southern California. He's weighing a future between academia and creating his own startup company. He says competitions are exciting and give companies, or in this case NASA, the opportunity to see problems solved in different ways.
And so that's one area where I think you might be getting neat ideas from the chief.
Given the deep budget cuts to NASA, competitions are an especially good idea for the space agency, says Tom Kinnear. He teaches entrepreneurship at the University of Michigan.
NASA is leveraging the budget they have with trying to stimulate people working outside of NASA to come up with things that could be really helpful to them.
But perhaps the greatest reason competitions work, Kinnear says, is that people love to win. I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.
In recent days, photos have been circulating of people from the NSA intercepting packages with hardware, like routers, fitting them with beacon implants that help surveil users, and putting them back in the box before they reach final destinations around the world. The photos aren't new, but they're a rare glimpse of government spying in action. Our friend at cybersecurity firm Sophos, Chester Wisneski, says hardware companies like Cisco are feeling the impact of this, and it's a problem not going away.
Does Cisco now start putting NSA-proof stickers on all their equipment to say, you know, if the seal is broken, the NSA is spying on you? I mean, like, how do you counter this?
Wisneski points out sales of routers from certain American companies are way down abroad, but in the States, there are worries about other manufacturers of similar equipment, like China's Huawei.
We may be in a situation of deciding, who are we more comfortable with spying on us? If it's the Americans, maybe it's about preventing terrorism, allegedly, and if it's the Chinese and Huawei, maybe it's about stealing trade secrets. So you kind of have to pick your poison, as it were.
Hardware is tough to protect from tampering, so Wisneski says advances in encryption software may offer more hope for protection from surveillance in the future. When government officials retire, many of them go into the private sector after their service to collect the big bucks. But a new trend is the reverse. Techies heading to work for government. Sometimes it's about big data winning elections. Other times it's trying to bring innovation and disruption to an arena that may be in need of both. A few years ago, Dave Cole worked for the White House. Now the under-30 techie is running for Congress in New Jersey's 2nd District on a platform that says his tech creds would make him a good politician. He gets the chance to unseat a 20-year incumbent for the Democratic nomination early next month. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
Tell me a little bit about your path to this point. You worked at the White House doing what?
I was a senior advisor for new media technology. The first project I worked on when we got to the White House was building a new whitehouse.gov.
Okay.
We wanted to put out tools for people to directly communicate with the president and the administration and take citizen feedback in.
So it's thanks to you that petitions for building a Death Star, et cetera, have appeared on the website, I would assume.
Yeah. And what's really exciting now is that there is a digital way for people to exercise that constitutional right to petition their government for redresses. You know, as you mentioned, the Death Star, but also we've seen all kinds of petitions on the environment, economic issues, marijuana legalization is always a very popular one.
Uh-huh.
But it breaks down that wall.
Tell me why you want to be a congressman after taking part in the process sort of from a appointed, not elected position.
Well, I worked in the White House for about 2.5 years, and then I actually joined the private sector. There was a new company in Washington starting up called Mapbox, and it's a tech startup that makes online maps. And working in the private sector after working in government gave me such an opportunity to see the contrast of the way things get done, but also how there really are good solutions out there to some of the problems that the government is facing.
Do you think that there are similarities between coding and running for Congress?
One of the ways running for Congress can be more open is if people who are running are just completely transparent about their platforms. It's exactly the way the best software is built in the open source community. Mm-hmm. We put our issue platform up in a forum on GitHub where people can go and make changes. And I think it makes it really clear what I stand for and also that I'm open to having a conversation about those ideas.
What are your ideas about how to sort of create jobs in your district that have to do with technology or your background?
Yeah, sticking with technology for a second, because there are a whole host of ways to create jobs through infrastructure investment. But with technology, it starts when people are young. For me, I had an incredible opportunity because my mom bought me a computer when I was 7 or 8, and I recognize that that's a privilege. And it's something that I think we need to extend to everybody in the district. Everybody should have access to programming at an early age, not necessarily required to do it. But I think of it like a foreign language. It enriches your life, and it's something that once people are encouraged and they can see all the creative possibilities that come from it, that creates jobs.
Dave Cole is seeking the Democratic nomination in New Jersey's 2nd District. He's a former software developer who spent 2 years at the White House, where he helped to build the new WhiteHouse.gov. Dave, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Ben.
Before we go, got a tech PSA for you. Major wireless carriers have started offering emergency text to 911 services. Just don't put 911 in your contacts. If the police answer one of your butt texts, you might be a bit embarrassed. The service is still rolling out. We've tweeted a list of cities where it's available. We're at Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.